USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Ian is on the edge of becoming a Category 5 storm, just ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's Gulf Coast, with catastrophic winds and a storm surge expected late Wednesday morning or early afternoon. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So we now have over 2.5 million people that are under some type of evacuation order, and that includes people in counties such as Charlotte, Citrus, Hernando, Hillsborough, Lee, Levy, Manatee, Pasco, Pinellas, Sarasota counties, Collier, Gilchrist, Glades, Highland, and Taylor counties. Make sure you know your evacuation zone.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany, and seismologists say powerful explosions preceded the leaks. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says this is no accident. The man convicted of making a bomb that killed another man outside a Las Vegas resort escaped from prison Tuesday. 42-year-old Porfirio Herrera is at large after escaping from the Southern Desert Correctional Center. That's about a 30-minute drive north of Las Vegas, Nevada. Officials in the United Kingdom are reporting Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow has urged all Americans in Russia to flee the nation following President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization decree last week. The White House is saying Russia may refuse to acknowledge dual nationals' U.S. citizenship and deny them an exit from Russia. Putin's decree to mobilize 300,000 soldiers to go fight his war in Ukraine has reportedly resulted in hundreds of thousands of conscription-age men attempting to flee Russia. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
A bill to avert a government shutdown cleared a key procedural hurdle in the Senate on Tuesday after lawmakers stripped a proposal from Senator Joe Manchin on energy permitting reform from the legislation. Both chambers need to approve the bill before midnight Friday to keep the government going. All of Cuba was without power late Tuesday after Hurricane Ian swept through in the morning and severely flooded the Caribbean island, where it continues to restore power to the nation of 11 million people after the electrical grid collapsed due to the major hurricane. A teenage boy was killed and four others were injured in a shooting behind Roxborough High School in the Roxborough neighborhood of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This happened Tuesday afternoon. The victims were finishing a scrimmage against two other teams and were walking off the field, according to Philadelphia police. The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to pour large amounts of illegal immigrants into the country.
Over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters were reported along the southern border in August alone, according to Customs and Border Protection. Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols says his majority Hispanic community has a tradition of doing immigration the right way.
As a community, we're just really overwhelmingly supportive of border security, of the wall, mm-hmm. of all those policies that make and force people to do it the right way.
He believes a barrier would better control the flow of illegal immigrants.
Thank you, Jim Berg. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.